Hello, this part of the lesson, our topic will be the obligation of Bnei Baruch towards humanity in the last generation. We will read selected excerpts from our sources about it. We will continue in excerpt 34. 34 is from the article, The Peace, by Baal HaSulam. The corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but fruit of the work of the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is the law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in the state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state, so that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and recognize in a better state for the correction of the generation.
That's the whole thing with education or with our dissemination, to what extent we can help the general public understand the bad situation that they're in, what is bad exactly, and how we can ruin it and come to a better state. This is really our participation in the process that the public is going through, because they're going to go through it anyway, but we can make the stages of development much shorter, the development of the public, through dissemination, explanation, education. Please again.
Again, excerpt 34. Baal HaSulam says, the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is the law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state, so that each state lasts just as long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and recognize in a better state for the correction of that generation.
L.A., USA.
Hello, of here in the United States, how can we balance between keeping ourselves safe from the influence of the environment, but also go out to them to bring their deficiency to the Creator? Is there a certain way we can balance those two in the work?
I would recommend for you to work only among yourselves, to first of all build an American spiritual group, North American, I mean, that is uniform strong, supportive of each other, keeping all the spiritual orders in life. First of all, keep that. That's more important than advertising and influencing and merging with the public, merging with the life of the public, as if there is no public, as if only you exist, and you have to bring yourselves into avut, into mutual guarantee between you. Only this. When you're ready, you'll be able to also influence the general American public. It'll come later. I recommend to disconnect from them as if they don't exist. You are in contact with them only in order to earn some money and live. Nothing more than that. They don't interest you beyond that. The feeling of life, the essence of life, the purpose of life, why I live, all those questions, all those problems are in the tens, in the connections between them. This is what I recommend for you to do and nothing else. Life will be tough. You have the fall and winter ahead. They will be very unpleasant. You need to be close to one another, and that will keep you safe in every sense. USA Midwest.
In the wisdom of Kabbalah, you have to add something every day. What should we add every day to those frameworks that already exist in order to add more of a deficiency and feel that we're advancing and not standing in place?
You should only build such a connection between you that you won't feel that you are physically remote. That you won't feel that there is any distance between you, but rather that you have as much as possible the same ideas, the same understanding, the same common feeling, that you're closer to each other. This is what you need to obtain as much as you can. And don't look at what's happening on the outside. It is intended only in order to push you ahead. Mike, you wanted to say something? Mike, you were making movements with your hands? No? Fine, okay.
My question still goes back to the former problem about how to make all of this real, like toward the environment or toward anything, even with just the 10, how in the world can you ever make this actually real? Is it prayer?
Now what? Only through experience, by doing many exercises every day. By this you're drawing reforming light, and it will give you the real form that will go into your minds and hearts and will be your true state. Only through activities that you do. Holland, Netherlands. Holland 1.
Thank you. I have a question about the article. It states that the good state is like the fruit of the work from out of that state. We learn in our study that we don't eradicate the bad because it's part of our development. Here, the article states very clearly that the public must unite against it and destroy it. So is there like a different instruction for the public than for us, or what is
meaning? Yes, but it's not about now.
What public do you see? The American public, do they understand where they are, what they want? No. This is about very, very advanced states. For now, that's what I'm saying. In the meantime, just think about yourselves. Don't look at the public at all. Don't connect to the public. Let's now tend only to ourselves. work on ourselves, give it some time, where you are concerned only about the with the connection among yourselves, to feel the North American group as a uniform group, a 10. All of North America is 1-10. Okay. USA, LA. Another question?
In normal nature, you're rocking the boat here in North America, and because there are dozens of projects going on right now that involve the public, and what you're telling us is to disconnect immediately. Am I clarifying this correctly?
No, not totally. But don't look at them as things that you are dealing with as, and that they're important. The most important thing is to be connected, each of you in your 10, and all of your 10s together. Build a good system of connection among all the groups in the United States.
Rav, can I continue? Where can we add? We have an order of work. We are a big group. We meet once a week. We have a few more dissemination meetings. So should we change our order of work?
You don't need to change anything. Just put more emphasis on the avut between you, within the groups and between the groups. Only add this as an emphasis, nothing more than that. Okay? That's all I'm talking about.
Galil West.
Rav, why is there such a gap between the spiritual world to the corporeal world? Why is it such a difference?
It's the difference is in the desire. There, it's an egoistic desire, meaning an intention to receive, and in spirituality, it's in the altruistic desire, the intention to bestow. That's the whole difference. But that difference makes a huge, infinite gap between the worlds.
How do I connect between them?
Now, for this, you need to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. I see in your questions that you don't have the basics. Oren, please.
Number 35. From the article, The Peace in the World, Baal HaSulam says, in our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals the world over. Again, in our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world. For the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals in the world over. That's why if we're connected around the earth, even though there's governments and nations that are resisting each other and colliding with each other, we will still see ourselves as not connected to the true reality on this earth, which is burning from mutual hatred. We will specifically, by this, bring the world the correct form of correction. And in this way, the world will gradually see this as the only ability to be saved from death, from the complete destruction. Tel Aviv 3. In, we see the state in the world. Should the correction start from the nation of Israel, Jews, the nation of Israel? I missed the end of a sentence.
Oren, what did you say? Can you translate? You guys are working with microphones. I don't know what to do with them. Maybe you're speaking directly into the microphone, so you got some echo, or we can't hear you. Do something to make it clear. Check the distance and work this way. Say it properly.
I'm asking, should the correction start from Jews and the people of Israel? Or is the system running ahead and it will happen without it starting from here?
Today, you need to take into account the whole world, and not just Israel and the Jews in the land of Israel, in the state of Israel. If we make connection among all of our groups, our tens all over the world, all the nations and religions and you name it, everyone. If we create connection between us, by this we're covering the globe with a uniform network of connection between us. And it begins because it is in mutual guarantee. Even in the smallest state, smallest level, by this it begins to establish itself and show its action, its operation toward the world, and not toward people who don't understand, don't feel anything. But in spirituality, it influences the fate of the world more than all the countries and governments that are in conflict among themselves. So we needn't look at anything and anyone, but only tend to the avud between us around the world. That's it. That's the main thing.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
Just following up to Mike's question. Ben, you said that we should be doing exercises in our tents. What kind of exercises are you referring to, and what should we expect? What results should we expect from these exercises?
No, Igal,
well, Igal, it's as if you heard me for the first time. We have to try to establish the laws of Ovud, both in connection and in disconnection, above reason, within reason, to kind of toggle and jumble up all those things that cause the general of wood and kind of eat it up. To check from all sides what we do with this general law, with this general correction of the common soul. That's what we need to do. We have a soul before us, which is totally ruined on purpose. So we would reconnect it. So let's try to do it. There's nothing here. You want me to start? Look at how much material there is. We need to understand each other better. There are plenty of excerpts. Let's try to unite among us mutually and be as connected to each other as possible. That's what we need. Let's try. And talk about it during the day, and tomorrow you'll have questions. Write your questions in every 10. Tomorrow we will learn about it and do workshops on it, and we'll advance this way. But we have to create a network of connection between us around the world in practice. New York 3.
During the lesson, we're reading excerpts from articles. We've read them many times before, and sometimes it's hard to go deep into such an excerpt. Would it be right that if I'm not able to go deeper in, just to think of the connection with the group in the tent? And if yes, so what should I actually think about to not disconnect?
We have to, nonetheless, delve into excerpt we are reading. These are authentic sources. We have to connect to them and try to feel them and understand them. You can't avoid it and say, I'll think of the group in general and that's enough. No. You have to be connected to the source, to all those words that Bala Sulaman Rabash wrote. That's the way it is.
Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rav.
Shalom.
Hello, dear Rav.
Y las cosas malas son los que empujan el mundo hacia adelante.
The destruction in the world and all the bad things, that is what is helping the world advance.
Anything that happens in the world is in order to promote it. But you can do it through the left or through the right, through hastening time or in its time. So, not everything, we're not happy about anything that happens. Rather, we want to advance through the upper light, the reforming light.
Baltia.
Раф, как нам быть на связи с другими группами? Были встречи.
Of how can we be in contact with other groups? There were meetings, we met between tens, now we don't have them anymore.
Why aren't you connecting among yourselves? Among you.
Были встречи, которые были организованы.
No. We had such meetings that were organized from Petah Tikva. We had a schedule that we met. So then you who gave an suggested not to do it.
I guess there was a reason for it. Today we have to go back to it as much as possible. But don't interfere. The problem is that when you connect to one another, you overburden yourselves on the heads of other groups, and they have to deal with you, and they can't disconnect from you, and it becomes a problem. It needs to be in a more genteel way, more courteous, maintaining people's privacy and freedom of the individual, etc. I think that previously there were such situations where groups were just tormented by it. So there are all kinds. You have to give each person and each group its own time. Because even during work, even during free time with their families, they need to have these times, and also times to speak among themselves. You can't help it. We are in the material world.
Barur, Ken?
That's clear, right? Okay. Focus group.
in continuation to what you just said, the internet has a, there's a question online. A friend is asking from Petah Tikva about the exercises. The last few days, the Shatz and Gabay are giving all kinds of exercises on WhatsApp, tons of messages. How to balance it correctly that it won't bother the friends during the day?
I don't know. Speak among yourselves. I have to do that as well. Speak among yourselves and see how much you do and you don't is according to the character of each group. That's how it should be. Okay?
Your attitude before the corona was that we shouldn't load the WhatsApp too much, that it has to be silent and only purposeful things to put in there. After the corona, all of our connection is virtual. Is there a change in the attitude?
There is a difference. There are many differences, many changes. I can't verbalize them if you don't feel it. There are changes all the time. Every day there's a change. Every day there are changes. And I can't even express them. But we are in a constantly changing situation. Tell me, what's happening with Tzvika? Is he here or not? Disappeared?
That's 10:19, if I remember correctly. I'm here, Rav.
What happened to you lately? I missed you. For 2 weeks I haven't heard you. Is the group influencing you so much, or is it the friend next to you who pressured you with his gentleness?
I'm just annulling towards them.
Oh, that's a good example for everyone. Look at him, huh? Look at that example.
I'll start.
Good for PT19. Good for you. It's an example for everyone. Good. Well, New York 4, you want to say something? I don't know. There you have. That's the most diverse group. Let's put it this way.
This period when we're concentrating on the connection between us, should we read the news just to know what's going on in the world a little bit, or disconnect completely?
What can I tell you? I read the news, but I don't really watch them. There's nothing new here. There's a flow that we are seeing and learning and talking about. It's the revelation of the evil, the appearance of the coronavirus, the understanding of the general world public that there's not going to be a change for the better, and we are headed for something that is in constant decline. Until now, we were dealing with the disease, with the coronavirus, with COVID-19. Now, come winter, we'll have to be dealing more with the economics, with just worrying about having something to eat. We need food, everyone. And this is an escalating problem. It's manifesting. And another problem is natural blows. You have the fires, you have the floods, you have the hurricanes, all kinds of things that are piled up with the corona and the hunger and the natural disasters. Put together, they will apply great pressure on us and will force us to look at our existence, at our lives differently. In a month or two, we will see ourselves in a completely different situation. The Creator, by His force, by His pressure, is forcing us to grow up, to become more mature. Each of us went through this period in life where he had to shift from childhood to adulthood and into a normal adult responsible life, without waiting for others to fix things for him. But he doesn't have a choice. He has to fix up his own life. So now humanity is going through this period from being seemingly we were kind of playing around with the stock market and sports and other stuff. And now we're moving into knowing what is life, what nature requires of us to rise above our nature, just like it. When we were kids, first, and then we had to rise above ourselves and start feeling ourselves as adults, as mature, that we have to do something, otherwise our lives will not be in order, we'll have nothing to eat, nowhere to sleep, nowhere to settle down. So we overcame it and we kind of built a life. Now we all have to build the real life. And the real life is above our nature. Even though our egos don't want it, we have no choice. We have to start looking at life in a mature way. And in a mature way means that our nature requires that we look at things above our desires. Just like then, as children, we rose above our desires to stay kids and play around and thinking, it'll be okay. It's because we weren't aware that things were being organized for us by the grown-ups. Now we have to put our own lives in order in the same way. And nature is pressing us. So we're living through a very good period. This is called the period of the last generation of growing up, going into real life. And real life is spiritual life. The corporeal life are the lives of the still vegetative and animate. We have to grow into the speaking level, to the human level, the level of the Creator. And that is what will happen now in the coming months. A transition into the real state. So each one should remember what happened to him when he was a kid. Well, it's not really when he was a kid. It's kind of going from adolescence to adulthood to independent living. So this is how we will have to grow up as well. Now, it's good. It's good. We understand how it is happening a little bit, but it's only a little bit. We will have to explain it to all of humanity as well as to ourselves. And we will have to play in this the role of directing humanity through this transition so that it happens correctly and well. Let's hope. Well, I am certain we'll succeed, but it all depends first and foremost on our preparation and on our seriousness. Okay. All right. I don't know who else to ask because we won't have time until the end of the lesson. USA Northeast.
I wanted to ask, you're saying that we have to build some American base. Part of us. Aren't Americans to begin with? Could that be an obstacle?
You have to feel yourself that you belong to Bnei Baruch America. It's not America, it's Bnei Baruch. It's a group that knows how to be connected to the purpose of creation, to the Creator. And the fact that you are physically in America doesn't really make a difference now. First and foremost, there's the connection between you and to the Creator. That's it.
and with the support of the whole world kli.
All
right, now USA LA.
Thank you, Rav. We see that the more the pressure grows, people that we've expected that would come to the Creator or our explanation, they're going into religion. And
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. To the extent that you walk on the right path, you will see that in the end, they'll take a turn and go in the right direction. Don't worry about it. This is what will happen. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
We've heard it said, the path of Torah or suffering. To advance, must we get tired of suffering?
You don't need to get tired of it. You need to rise above it. To see every step that you take is filled with pleasure. Even if you're tired, but you're filled with pleasure. There are many things that make us tired, but at the same time, they fill us with pleasure. Yeah? This is what happens. MacVG4.
Здравствуйте, уважаемый Раф. Вопрос от группы.
Question from the group. The role of the Shatz and Gabai in the Ten, is it like the Kohen and Levi in Israel? That the Kohen is the Shatz and the Levi is the Gabai in the Ten?
Yes, but do it. Do it. Very well. Very well. Okay. We are going to let Tel Aviv 2 ask. Why don't Zvika ask something after? Zvika, I need that. There's something missing. Zvika. Do us a favor.
No, God forbid a favor. What's bothering me is that we're constantly learning that love will cover the hate, and how do we do it all the time? Everybody's asking how to do it, and we don't understand the formula yet. How do you do it?
The formula is simple. If we do it correctly, it'll go through us, from above, through us, to everyone, to everyone. Only if we are 100% ready, you'll see that the whole world will be 100% corrected.
A friend is asking how to do it in the 10. How do you do it in the 10?
Well, talk to the 10. Come on. You have to put your 10 in order. If we can't arrange the 10, then we can't convey the upper light through us to the whole world, and then the whole world will not be corrected. Nothing is required of the Rosh, the head, other than to be arranged so that the upper light flows through it, streams through it to the body, and then the body will be put in order. We don't need to be to worry about the correction of the world. It's also possible. But let's sympathize with the upper light. And then it'll happen. All right?
Good day.
Good. I'm happy about your changes. Really, the Messiah is approaching. Info, give us something.
Yeah, so we're going to have a great day, like Tzvika said. We are going to start this great day at 10 a.m. with live shows with Rav Chaim Ratz from 10 to 10:30, then from 10:30 to 11:30, the reporters meeting with Rav. And then from 6 to 7, live lesson that our friends from the world, Kli, will give us about the morning lesson. Let's hear a song. Right.
Yeah.